Okay, Ollie, tell us please about your daughter.
Okay. Well, my daughter got into UBC as a legally blind student. And so there she was wandering around campus with a white cane. And somehow or other, Walter Gage must have obviously noticed her, because they began an acquaintance. And through Leslie's years at UBC, she and Walter had coffee together, or had breakfast together, and sat around and talked about philosophical things or political things or whatever they both had interested in. And this continued while she was at UBC. Now, considering that she was legally blind, she actually graduated from UBC when she was 19, which is amazing, because she had to go to, she started at a parochial school, because the public school system wouldn't take her because they had no facilities for her. She went to Eric Hamber, and then from Eric Hamber, and Eric Hamber was the only high school that would take her. And then from when she graduated Eric Hamber, she applied to UBC and got in immediately and graduated when she was 19. Well, she died in heart surgery. She needed heart surgery, and it was her choice, but she died in heart surgery. They couldn't get her blood pressure up. And so that several hours after she died, Walter Gage phoned us at home, and he was very, very upset about this. But he asked us permission to organize a memorial foundation in her name at UBC. So it is now the Leslie Ann Whitcutt Memorial Bursary. And this helps any blind student that needs help. And so that's it. Well, what amazed me about Walter was that out of all the students at UBC, that he made it his business to meet her. Because she wouldn't have known. She was wandering around the campus with a white cane.
Yeah. So he went out of his way to see whether he could help.
And then the friendship that they got together. He felt that the need to organize a memorial foundation in her name at UBC.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful story.
So that's it.
Good. Well, thank you very much, Ollie.